are right and they're correct in their own ways, they have their own research, and it is really important that we follow one of these schools of research. The reason being, my brothers, is for example, if I have a medical problem, I feel unwell, what do I do? I go to the doctor. I don't go to the library, I don't open the books of medicine. Likewise, if I have some Islamic issues, I go to the experts of Islam who understand the hadith better, who understand the Quran better, because the research was done under the light of Quran and hadith. A very big misunderstanding. I am not following Imam Abu Hanifa, I am not following Imam Shafi. I am also following the Quran and Hadith, but explained to me by Imam Abu Hanifa, by Imam Shafi, and by the rest scholars. And this is why it's important that we follow them. And also, just one last point I would like to make, because from my experience, Imam Abu Hanifa has been condemned the most. And I think you brothers do read a lot, he has been condemned the most. Now, all the scholars, like I said, were like, just one last thing I would like to mention about Imam Hanifa before we close. The school of thought of Imam Abu Hanifa was such that he would have a team of experts and expertise. 40 top scholars he would sit down at the table and they would address every issue in depth and in detail, and some issues would take up to months. This is how his school of thought was laid out. Anyhow, Imam Waqi, who is the teacher of Imam Shafi, says it is next to impossible. It is really, really hard that people like Imam Abu Hanifa make mistakes or if they err. He said, why? He said, because he had a group of expertise with him. There was masters of the Arabic language with him. There's masters of Hadith and Quran tafsir and masters of every single field in Islam with him and accompanying him. And if anyone made a mistake, then there were other people to correct these mistakes. So he says, very, very hard that Imam Abu Hanifa made a mistake. But like I said, all the Imams are correct. There's no one more correct than another. And we should be following one school of thought, following different school of thought. The reason why the scholars say this is not correct is because, how do you know? You don't know the criteria of one school of thought. That would be different. And another school of thought criteria is different. So we should stay to one. And if anyone wants more detail, then Shah Wali Allah Muhaddis, then be a very big scholar who is the father of all the narrators. Inshallah, he's doing a lot of research on that. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله من شر المسلمين. أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشهدهم في أمر الله وعمر وأصدقهم أيام أسماء وأقواهم علي وفاطمة سيدة النساء يحمل الجنة والحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للأباس مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي. فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فبذبي أبغضهم. وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. فقال الله تعالى في القرآن إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر. الله يعلم ما في السماوات.